Welcome to our latest podcast in our International Perspective series. Today, we're delighted to have Laurie O'Donnell, Director of Learning and Technology with Learning and Teaching Scotland, with us. I've had the great pleasure of meeting Laurie a number of times in recent months, and I'm really looking forward to our chat today. Unfortunately for Learning and Teaching Scotland, Laurie is about to leave them very soon, but we're really are delighted that we've been able to grab a bit of his precious time for to join with us today. So Laurie, you're very welcome to the TeachNet podcast.
Michael, I'm delighted to be invited, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Laurie, I suppose a lot of people this side of the sea would be wondering, what is Learning and Teaching Scotland?
Well, I suppose the first thing that I always point out is that to anyone beyond the UK is to note that there's four education systems in the UK. So there's no such thing as a UK education system. And Learning and Teaching Scotland is very much part of the devolved administration of the Scottish Government. And LTS is a national public body with a remit which covers the curriculum 3 to 18, assessment but not qualifications. So assessment is integral to learning and teaching. It has a major role to play in the ongoing professional development, professional learning of teachers and others, other educational professionals. And it looks at technology. And of course, technology is woven into that richer canvas rather than being isolated.
Very good. And how long is Learning and Teaching Scotland has been around? For a long time, or is it a recent creation?
It's been around for less than 10 years. It was formed in 2000. It was a merger of the technology organisation SCET and the curriculum body SCCC. And at the time, ministers had a view that you could no longer look at curriculum without looking at technology, and equally it didn't make any sense to look at technology out with the broader kind of learning and teaching and curriculum perspective.
I think that's very interesting, particularly looking at it from an Irish situation where we still have those bodies in separate roles. And has it been successful, do you think?
Yeah, I think it has. I think that the kind of dynamic of bringing the two together has been a very good one. It's not been easy, but I think we're now beginning to see some of the benefits. And I think we're going to go on and talk about GLOW later.
Yes.
I think that GLOW by design is there to support the curriculum, to support learning and teaching. So
yes.
The drive isn't about introducing technology, but to improve learning, to improve teaching, to improve professional development.
Absolutely. And have at the moment in Scotland, do you have an ICT policy, or do you have a teaching and learning policy from your Minister for Education? Where are the policies or the strategy documents focusing on?
Right. Well, we've kind of moved to a position where the main driver in Scotland is we've moved to kind of outcomes-based government. So the government has set itself a number of high-level outcomes which will be judged against in terms of success. And in there, one of the objectives is around their curriculum for excellence. And so the ICT doesn't sit as a policy, it sits as one of the ways that we go about supporting our new curriculum and achieving the outcomes for Scotland.
That sounds really fantastic. Have you started rolling out this new curriculum, the Curriculum for Excellence?
Yeah, Curriculum for Excellence has been rolled out now,
right.
And it's the kind of first children who will really have a full Curriculum for Excellence experience will be kind of 2012, 2013. But teachers are beginning to adopt the new ways of working and the new thinking now.
Very good. And can you give me an example, or could you maybe direct some of our listeners to, you know, if you give us a flavour of, say, how are you looking at in the new curriculum, or how you are looking at, say, literacy and maybe how ICT can help?
But interestingly, one of the, I think the strengths of the new curriculum is that literacy exists as a curriculum area. But it's also the responsibility of every teacher. So every teacher in Scotland is responsible for literacy. So if you're a math teacher in a secondary school, you have a responsibility for literacy. But equally, if you're an English teacher or science teacher in a school or a primary teacher, you have responsibility for numeracy.
Yes.
So numeracy and literacy go right across the curriculum.
Yes.
Everyone's responsible. Where does ICT fit in? Well, the kind of the approach that we've taken, and I think probably uniquely in Scotland, is we've said to teachers, look, there's a whole range of approaches, techniques, resources that you can draw on to improve learning in your classroom.
Yes.
And in the 21st century, we think ICT is something you would want to add to your repertoire. So rather than mandate the use of technology, what we do is we find ways of suggesting how technology might be used. And of course, what you get then is that the drive is to improve learning and teaching, rather than to use technology. And so we find that the barrier, which is often in the way of teachers using technology, because they're told you've got to use technology, you've got to improve learning. Every teacher wants to do that.
Absolutely. And you mentioned that Learning and Teaching Scotland also has responsibility for the assessment piece. Have you been trying out some new forms of assessment, and again looking with your own hat with the technology bit at how ICT can help there?
Yeah, we've done a little bit of that. There's an organisation in Scotland called the Scottish Qualifications Authority. So they set the exams at the upper end of secondary schools and into further education. But we have been looking at some technology support for assessment. In fact, we've got a joint project with the Scottish Qualifications Authority, and we're looking at establishing a national assessment resource which will support formative assessment, teacher-generated assessment, and over time, we hope, will also support the national qualifications framework. So, you know, we think technology's got a role, but the key thing for LTS is that the assessment that we're interested in is formative assessments for learning.
Absolutely.
Assessment integrated into that kind of loop of improvement.
That's a big focus over here as well, and our own curriculum organisation, the National Council for Curriculum and Assessment, has produced some really good stuff on the whole area of formative assessment. I suppose before I leave Learning and Teaching Scotland, just the overall, just would you be able to say a little bit about the what Learning and Teaching Scotland are doing in the area of professional development and ICT, and how are you trying to weave that in?
Absolutely. We use some ICT to support professional development. So, for example, we have on the LTS website, LTS Online Services, 40,000 pages of web pages to support professional development. It's really focused on supporting teachers. So we took a decision a long time ago which was that the commercial sector would be much better at producing learner materials, but we would focus on supporting teachers.
Excellent, yeah.
It's a kind of, I don't know if you, the McKinsey report, the Michael Barber McKinsey report, shows that the top performing education systems all make a massive investment in teachers. So we wanted to make sure that's what we were doing. And on the online service, we have something called CPD Reflect, which is a toolkit which lets teachers reflect on where they are in terms of meeting the professional standard for teaching in Scotland.
Yes.
And it links them to a database of providers and resources which would allow them to progress along that journey towards professional learning.
Yeah, no, I saw that, Laurie, when I was over visiting you there before Christmas, and both John Hurley and I were struck with what a wonderful resource. And I think it's something that our own teaching council here should look at in time when they're ready to see how the idea there is that a teacher can look at what areas of professional development they would like to get some further upskilling in, and they can select the provider and
provider resources. Yeah. They can also link to, there might be someone in their school who has within the tool has designated themselves as advanced, yes, in terms of their learning. Brilliant. And has also said they're prepared to share. So yeah, the technology can be used to connect people up. Brilliant. To mentor, to support, to just kind of provide that kind of additional value, yes, that's difficult to do without technology. So the technology is there to add value.
Absolutely. And I suppose one of the you know, anywhere I go recently, I hear great things about Scotland and the education system. I think there's an awful lot of good things, innovative practice happening in Scotland. And one of them is GLOW. And everybody seems to be talking about GLOW. And I see that you recently won a platinum award at IMS Global Learning Impact Summit. You might tell us a bit about that and what the award was for and what this GLOW is all about.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll start with the award was IMS Global Learning Consortium, are effectively a standards organisation. So they're an organisation that seeks to set some standards and develop some standards around technology and learning. And GLOW won the UK and Ireland part of Learning Impact Competition in 2008, and we were put forward to the global version. So, you know, five continents, I think 35 different projects, and GLOW came out in the top category, platinum. So very, very good recognition. GLOW won it really on the basis of the scale of GLOW. And what, like, there's nothing in GLOW which is, you know, a revolutionary use of technology. GLOW's a national schools intranet. It's made up of a kind of single sign-on approach to some web-based resources and tools and a learning environment. Now, that's been done before, but no one's really done that across the whole country. So we have connected up our 2,700 schools. So it doesn't matter whether you're in the centre of our biggest city, Glasgow, or you're on a single teacher school in a remote island. You have access to the same quality of resource. You can, as a teacher, you can connect up to the rest of the learning community for professional learning. So we think it's a kind of very, very good development for us, and we think it really does improve the quality of Scottish education. It's early days yet,
sure,
but we think it's the right direction of travel.
And Laurie, how is Scotland faring in areas such as broadband? And, you know, you mentioned the islands there. Is that a factor, or are they fairly well served at the moment?
Actually, the islands aren't too badly served. A couple of years ago, the government in Scotland funded a couple of projects which connected up the most remote communities. So in the Highlands and Islands and around the Scottish borders. But we still have a number of schools who have less than optimum connectivity.
Sure. That's a problem we have here too.
Yeah.
I suppose one of the things that strikes me about GLOW is the communities of practice and how you are, you know, how teachers, it seems to me, are setting up these communities of practice themselves almost. And, you know, peer coaching and sharing of resources, is that what's happening? Have I got the right sense of it? And is that something you're actively trying to do?
Yeah, I would say that it's a connecting. It's interesting. People, there was a lot of demand for a GLOW which provide lots of content. Now that was a kind of, and we've kind of resisted that because we think that the best content will either come from a commercial sector, will already be out there, from the BBC and our kind of national museums, national libraries, all will be teacher generated.
Yes.
And what GLOW does is it connects our teachers up into learning communities, professional learning communities. And so it's for me, really the best part of GLOW has been how this has just taken off. So we established national GLOW groups, so around, say, science.
Yes.
We can look at the new curriculum, we can create a national science GLOW group, we can put all of the policy documents, exemplification, all of those kind of highly quality assured resources. But then you've got a bottom-up approach, that there may be some teachers in a single school who form their own GLOW group, which connects to the national GLOW group. Now, that GLOW group may connect to a cluster of schools. It may connect to a local authority.
Yes.
But you get all these groups working and not reinventing the wheel, not needing to do the stuff that's done at a national level or at a local authority level,
yes,
but finding that professional support and professional learning.
Can I just bring you back there to one comment you made? I think this is fascinating. We had a recent article in one of our national newspapers by a guy called Chris Horn. He was the founder member of a company here called Iona Technologies. And he was talking about the need for maths teachers to set up wikis and to develop content together. But on the other side, you mentioned that you were leaving the commercial learner content to the commercial sector. Did you try to buy in some content from the commercial space early on, and do you still do that, or what's the story on that?
We do that in a limited way. So we've got a number of licenses for commercial content that we've purchased, usually around priority areas like science. So, you know, we've bought in some stuff. You know, an example would be around, you know, changes in health and safety legislation, which rules out some science experiments that you and I, Michael, probably had the pleasure of doing when we were at school.
Absolutely.
But now are considered to be dangerous. So
yes.
We bought in national license of some software which simulated some of those experiments. So it's back to kind of saying, you know, what's the strategic role of the centre? The centre government can't do everything.
Yes.
But it's got to make some choices of where does it make sense. You know, where does it make sense to not have everyone reinventing the wheel?
Yes.
Where does it make economic sense to do it once and get the value for money through economies of scale?
Yes.
But equally, you know, recognising that there's a richness of creativity and innovation that teachers will bring, and then trying to create the conditions that allow those teachers to share.
Yes.
And collaborate and grow as a result.
Yeah, no, I think that's hugely important. Laurie, I said to you at the outset before we came on air that time would beat us, and it's nearly there. But before we go, you're about to have a career change yourself. I just wonder, you know, from what you've seen over the last while, particularly in your role in LTS, where do you see things going next for Learning and Teaching Scotland in the area of the embedding of ICT into teaching, learning and assessment?
I think that we'll continue to find that right balance between investing in ICT, which is something Scotland has done over many years at the centre, but also not pushing ICT. Pushing learning, pushing improvements in learning and teaching and professional learning, that will be crucial. We think that the kind of innovative work around, you know, web services, you know, we've recently published some of our stuff on iTunes U,
yes,
which will open up some of our content to a kind of mobile market. We think that will, that's one of the...
I've seen it, it's brilliant, it's fantastic. I'm downloading it myself, so...
Yeah, we're the first kind of schools-based organisation out of the US to do that. And Apple invited us because of the quality of the work we've done.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff around games-based learning, we think that looks really interesting.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, yeah.
Again, we've got up with my colleague Derek Robertson has established something called the Consolarium.
Yes.
And so we're looking at a new approach. We look at commercial games as well as kind of educational games, and that's really making a big impact, adding to the teacher's repertoire. So it's that kind of approach. We will continue to investigate and explore innovative uses of technology, but not for technology's sake, but because we think these will help teachers to be more effective, will help young people to be interested and motivated. And I suppose overall aim is to have a successful education system that contributes to Scotland being a successful country.
Absolutely. Laurie, when I heard you were going to be departing this role, I had commented on LinkedIn about what a great job you've done in LTS, and that I hope that they'd be able to replace you. So have you any plans on what you're going to do next, and where does the career go next?
Yeah, well, I've been kind of 8 years, but I've really been 10 years in this area, because I did the same job in a local authority before I joined LTS. I'm looking for new challenges, Michael. I think the world of learning and technology and innovation is changing very quickly, and kind of 8 years on, it's time to seek new challenges. So I'm going to do a little bit of work with the University of Abertay. They've invited me to become a visiting professor of learning, innovation and technology. I'm going to pick up a couple of non-exec roles with a couple of small companies who want to grow. They're looking for ideas. And if anyone's interested, then I'd like to do some consultancy and find out more of what other people are doing and see if I can add some value.
Well, we'll be talking more after this, because as you know, we have a very strong relationship here with the University of Abertay. I actually have a team of five. There's a team of 10.
Dare to be digital
over in Dundee at the minute, and you probably won't believe this, but I'm looking forward to going to Dundee in August to see them all. But
well, when you come across, I'll make sure that we connect.
Absolutely.
And go out. But I think absolutely, that's a great connection to have.
Oh, it's brilliant. Look, it's been a pleasure. And as I said to you at the outset, time would beat us. It has beaten us. And we will put up some notes with this podcast. And if you haven't, our listeners haven't had the opportunity to visit the Learning and Teaching Scotland website, it's an absolute brilliant resource, and I want to thank Laurie for his time, and I want to wish you the sincerest best in the future.
Thanks very much, Michael. It's been a pleasure talking to you again.
Take care. All the best, Laurie.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, Michael.